another inspiration from Ken Park at Fallingbrook Heights Baptist Church at the Center. We encourage you to prepare your heart, mind, and soul for a time of reflection, learning, and prayer. If you have any questions, or if you're just looking to chat, check out our website, churchatthecenter.com. And now, here's Ken.
I'm so glad we can spend this time together today. It's our third and last conversation in our annual theme for the year, Deep Faith and Healthy Pursuits. And today, as we have been in the last few weeks, we're talking about praise. As we think about praise, this opportunity that we have to praise God, praise is something that it can't actually be taught or preached. It's something that you let come up within you that comes out. So I encourage you through our time together today that you are willing to say things like, praise God, hallelujah, I love you, God. You rock. Amen. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Or you can just sigh in a positive way. As we begin this morning, I encourage you to focus on these words in praise to God.
Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
The act of praising is far more organic than we perhaps think it is. There are some concepts in Scripture that we have to learn, that we have to practice. Things like forgiving, patience, caring, long-suffering. These aren't things that we expect of children, for example. But we see in children and in our childlike faith, praise. Praise coming forward. And so I encourage you to praise God today. When we think of praise in the Bible, Psalms, the book of Psalms, is a profound example of praising God. So let me share with you this morning four catalysts and one bonus as we think about praising God. Number one, praise God who gives joy in our childlike faith.
That time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. Luke chapter 10, verses 20 to 23.
This is rich. God, your heavenly Father, has determined to reveal rich truth in simple form to encourage childlike faith. Encourage us to praise God. He, in joy, filled with the Holy Spirit, he praises God, and then he encourages us to be childlike. So say it with me, this prayer to God. God, I come to you as a child, showing you all that I have. Thank you, Father, for your love. Reveal your truth to me. Teach me to have faith, Lord Jesus. If you want to go deeper in your praise, Jesus instructed us how to be childlike. And you can look at that in Matthew 18, 1-5. Second reason to praise God. Praise God who gives unspeakable hope and glory.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. 1 Peter 1, verses 3 through 7.
The Bible has such significant expressions of genre, harmony, and interaction. And here, Peter bookends the text that he writes to all believers at the time with praise. He praises and gives ample reason to praise, for us to praise God. So let me note some of these praise words. He lists what God does, and he lists our hope, what we have. First of all, it says God has mercy. That mercy has given us new birth into a living hope. God has given resurrection to Jesus Christ and to us by extension, which is an imperishable inheritance. God allows grief and trials. It means that we are tested and have true faith by responding to God through these tests. God gives, through Jesus' resurrection, his coming, his revelation. And we, through this, respond with praise, honor, and glory. In fact, we also receive praise, honor, and glory when Jesus returns. So we can pray, we can praise together God right now. In the midst of this very verse, we can say, we who are suffering in trials and grief, we rejoice, for you are refining us. We live out our new birth and anticipate our inheritance to come. If you want to go deeper, read how God can comfort us in challenging, trying times. 2 Corinthians 1, 3 to 9. Number 3, praise God for his eternal plan for you and for us.
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. Ephesians 1, 3 to 9.
You may find this excessive as we praise God together today, but I have to go on. God blessed us in the heavenly realm, so we have every spiritual blessing in Christ. God has chose us. He chose us to be holy and blameless. God adopted you and I, and we can praise his glorious grace because of that. God has redeemed us, and so we can know the mystery of his will. We can say together, we can praise God together saying this, "We are not worthy, Lord. We stand amazed in your presence. We struggle even to handle, to believe even this brilliant promise. We praise you, thanking you for your glorious grace." If you want to go deeper in your praise, read Romans 8. It tells us in Romans 8 how the grace of Jesus Christ is going to be fulfilled in all of creation, as he brings his path, his plans into fruition. Praising God is at the very heart of deep faith because it focuses on the very one worthy of our faith, of our hope, of our love, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. If you struggle with discipleship, encouragement, evangelism, then start with praise. praising God. And I think together, as the body of Christ, we'll learn how to do all these things. But our deep faith leads us to healthy pursuits. What are your healthy pursuits? And are you praising God through everything that you do? As you think about ways that you can praise God through your healthy pursuits, I want you to consider a summary from Halley Ministries. This is called The Benefits of Praising God. Kind of an interesting title, given that it's really not about us. But Halley Ministries focuses on how we are blessed when we praise God, something we sometimes forget. You may find this excessive, but praising God renews strength. It invites God in. It brings victory. It satisfies our souls. It repels depression. It brings freedom. It fulfills God's purpose in you and I. It boosts confidence. It releases from the weight of sin. It increases our faith in God, and it focuses us on eternity. These are all 11 brilliant things that happen when we praise God or respond to God. So think about your week, the week that you've just had, or the week that's coming, and your plans, your calendars, what will happen throughout this week. How much have you praised God through the last week? Don't accept the false guilt from the evil one that tries to condemn you, but the conviction from the Holy Spirit in joy drawing you to praise God through this week. Praise Him at work. Praise Him for your sleep when you go to sleep and when you wake up. Praise Him as you connect with others. Praise Him as you connect with family and friends and relationships, other relationships you have. Praise Him. Thank Him for your health. We are taught in Romans 12 a brilliant truth about our lives, because we can, number four, praise God in everything we do.
Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him.
Say it with me. Read this prayer of praise. We praise you, God our Father. We thank you, Jesus our brother. We worship you, Spirit of God. You are awesome, holy in wonder, majestic in power. Fill every part of us, Lord, with you, until you call us home. I can't help but give you a bonus. As we think about praise today, I wanted to share this with you. Bonus, praise God for the plans He has for you and for me, the church together.
Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, "To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." Revelations 5, verses 11 to 13.
What a brilliant conclusion to our conversation about praise. If you have questions about what we talked about or ways that you would like to praise God or things you feel are holding you back, be in touch with me, someone in our church, a trusted Christian friend. Connect with us in many different ways. I hope that you've been praising God all throughout this series. As I and as Evan have been speaking about praising God, there's so many reasons why we can praise God. At the heart of praising God as well, too, is the proclamation that we can praise God together. I pray that God will bless you as you go this week and seek to praise Him in all that you do. As you go, be reminded of these incredible words of praise.
The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul.
Thanks for listening to this inspiration from Ken Park. For more information, visit our website, churchatthecenter.com. God bless.